This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
What up?
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. ENN today, you know who it's brought by.
Who?
Our friends at Security Dodge. Do us a favor. Head on over to Security Dodge, see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah. Pistol had two kids, two sons, Josh and Jason. Josh is 41, Jason's 44.
Oh, that's a nice little pistol starter in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, I just saved myself. I'll tell you off the air, it's funny. I'll tell Anthony now, but yeah. I did say it myself.
I think Don and I sort of came to what the problem I'm having with
it
these.
Was good.
I think Don and I came to the resolution on what I'm struggling with these phone calls.
Yes.
And I'm going to I think on this show we have the room to explain it.
We came together here.
Excuse me? I think I have the room here to explain it, Don. I absolutely listen clearly, Neanderthals. I absolutely know and believe that the women's game and men's game of college basketball are different, okay? The strength of the players, the size of the players, the speed of the game, all of these things make it a very different game. For sure, I take no issue with that. I don't think it's sexist to think that. What I pointed out to Don was, though, because Don's like, well, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because obviously there are differences about the game, and no one should have to think that to think there are differences makes you sexist. I 100% agree with that sentiment Don was saying. You're not Don. However, what I was saying to Don is, though, the difference is someone like Don hears this conversation, and in his brain might go, oh, well, there are obviously some differences to the game here, and that's it. I have a tendency to believe, Michael, the people who feel the need to run to the phone, to call up and tell me, we have to point out the differences in the game. That's where you find arguments in there that are stupid. Because why do you feel the need? We all know that. It just goes without saying.
Yeah, but see,
Who would ever think the NBA and the WNBA are the same thing?
I'm going to defend those people a little bit.
Go ahead.
Not that I particularly agree with them. But the way it is being portrayed is that she has the record. I know what you're saying. Well, that is the record. But people are pushing back and going, there's a difference. There's a difference in the amount of games he played, the fact there was no three-point shot, and he was a great outside shooter, and that the game is different. There's a difference. So they don't like it when it's just blanket. She's the top college basketball scorer of all time. Why can't it be? She's the top women's basketball scorer, and he's the top men. It's two different games. I mean, do LPGA majors count the same as majors?
Well, it would be interesting if we had a women's golfer
right
come along and be straight up Tiger-like. I think it would be very interesting to see whether people started having a conversation about greatest golfer of all time, or whether they would go, well, no, not the greatest golfer of all time.
If a woman's, the women have the four majors, right? I believe.
Yes,
I believe. So if there was a woman who won more majors than Jack Nicklaus, would they say that she's the greatest majors winner? No, they wouldn't. There'd be a delineation. That's what people are saying, that there should be a delineation. There's nobody saying anything for Caitlin Clark, and she just beat Kelsey Plum's right record. So she's the top scorer in women's basketball history. People are saying it's a different game. It's a different.
But I guess Peter's point.
It's a unique thing because it is college basketball. It just has a sort of unique situation.
But the thing is, the differences are so obvious that you have to make the point. And if you do make the point, it does come across like, well, if you have to make the obvious point, then what's your motivation?
See, Don, you're better than me. And Don just said it better than I'm saying it.
Yeah, but then we're judging people's motivation. We don't know what their motivation is.
Yeah, but
they just want to have a conversation that it's not apples to apples.
But no one's really saying
but
it's
they're
apples
just
to
articulating
apples.
That because people are saying she's the leading scorer in college basketball history, and people are pushing back and going, well, there's a difference in the game.
Okay. But I have a question. Has anyone who ever went to college scored in Division
gone
One?
To college.
Has anyone who ever went, gone, been to college scored more basketball points in Division One than Caitlin
Clark? Well, you
Clark?
Know what? I was a prolific scorer in the intramurals at Fordham.
I don't believe that. Although, even though What's-His-Face told us that you were.
But why then why Doug even Marone. Decide, well, what's the difference between Division One, Division Two? They're all college basketball. Like, there's differences in everything. So, have your fun.
I just
appreciated a caller not bringing up the differences in the two sports because of the sexes, bringing up the differences in the sports because of the eras. That's why I backed up that caller. I don't know what his motivation was when he talked about it, he's like, well, Pistol Pete wasn't playing against women or Caitlin Clark's not playing against men. He didn't go there. He just
no.
said, hey, there was no shot clock. There was no 3-pointer. Only played 3 years. He was given basketball arguments.
I wasn't offended by that call. Well,
what if somebody stayed in minor league baseball forever and hit 800 home runs? Would they be, they've had more home runs than anybody in professional baseball? No, it's different. It's different.
Well, that's not apples to apples, though.
No, it's apples to pears.
You're comparing minor league to major league versus
I will tell you this.
Women's to men's.
Maybe, again, we're getting into different fruit comparisons.
I love fruit.
Gordie Howe's WHA goals do not count towards his total.
And Julius Erving's ABA points don't count towards the score.
Because it was just acknowledged as a difference. But Peter also countered about, hey, it's college basketball. They're all governed by the same NCAA body, so.
Yeah, but, you know, Steve Young's stats with the LA Express, they don't count toward NFL stats.
Because it was an annuity.
Yes.
It's an old joke for the people that were around back in the day.
If you know.
If you know, you know.
All right, guys. I don't know if you're aware, if you heard the news.
You didn't even say hello to me.
Yeah, let me say hello to Michael
first. Yeah, that's
the
best part.
Yeah, here we go.
Was Mrs. Pleasure hot?
Good evening to Don.
I had a clean day? That's disappointing.
And to myself and Anthony. I hate to do this.
Sure, anything you want.
Good evening to the caller, JJ.
How dare you?
Again, a very curious call from JJ.
But he was all right today, though, yeah. Because you disarmed him early.
I don't have to disarm him. He's questionable every day.
How dare you?
I love the guy, but come on.
Do you really love him, Michael? Come on, let's not exaggerate.
Yeah, you don't love him.
Point of folly.
I don't love anybody but my family and myself.
That's it?
That's it.
You only love your family and yourself.
So you don't love me. In some way,
I like you a lot.
Interesting. No, that's interesting.
Do you love me? Do you love me? No, you don't.
What?
But there's
really?
A certain. I'm not in love with you, but when you work with somebody for 20 years, I mean, to say that there isn't some sort of
affection. I adore you, but I don't. Love is a completely different plane. I'm not willing to jump
into. But you can love, Domino Pizza on the chest. That you can have a relationship there.
Do you love Rick?
Rick, I love you.
See, that's weird because there's no reason for him to love Rick more
Yummy.
Than me unless it's just the scent of money.
No, you know
he
what?
He hasn't known him as long.
I
they haven't
that,
worked
that
together
perform-
long.
That was performative. I don't love Rick.
Okay.
I like Rick a lot, just like I like Don a lot. I like Rick more than I like Don. But there's no love. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my sister, her children. Those people I love.
We have to get another recent.
I don't know.
I hear him talking off mic. What is he saying?
He's working. He's talking to his producer. It's middle of ENN.
Well, it's
a lot of moving parts.
Pick up on your mic.
Fool him! we found out earlier today, and I was heartbroken, that Jason Kelce is retiring from the NFL. He opted not to retire in a Chiefs pair of overalls, though, Don. He just wore regular clothes.
No, he didn't wear it. He wore a T-shirt.
Well, it's
regular clothes to some people.
And you know where he retired, Michael?
In Philly.
Yeah, at the Eagles facility with all the Eagles
stuff
behind him.
So you're saying that up until today...
He was an Eagle.
He was an Eagle.
So that whole idea of like, he's not even in the NFL anymore, nonsense. It's a joke.
It's a good
was that a poor imitation of me?
No.
No.
It wasn't
no.
just you. It was a lot of people. I admit it. I took issue with him wearing Chiefs getup. To go to the Super Bowl with the Eagles, lose to the Chiefs, then come back to the same Super Bowl a year later wearing a Chiefs jersey because your brother plays there, I think is weird.
But his brother was at the press conference. They gave him his first hug. They're very close.
Did he wear an Eagles jersey?
I think he was dressed up as the Eagles mascot.
Not
today, no, he didn't wear an Eagles jersey.
Well, then he's a fraud.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Jason Kelce, the tearful goodbye to the league that he loves.
I am brought back to this day. I am brought back to this day. 12 years old, Roxborough Middle School, first day in pads. I've been asked many times, why did I choose football? What drew me to the game? And I never have an answer that gets it right. The best way I can explain it is what draws you to your favorite song, your favorite book. It's what it makes you feel. The seriousness of it, the intensity of it. Stepping on the field was the most alive and free I had ever felt. It was a visceral feeling with football unlike any other sport. The hairs on my arms would stand up. I could hit somebody, run around like a crazed lunatic, and then get told good job. I love football, whether it was in my backyard with my brother, on the playground with my friends, or suiting up on Friday nights at Cleveland Heights High School. I loved everything about it. Although I hadn't met him yet, Jeff Stoutland often shares a quote his father would tell him. More often than not, the easy way is the wrong way. Football was hard.
Oh God, is he still going?
Well, that's right up there with the Mike Schmidt crying press conference.
Yeah.
You know what? Mike Schmidt got... I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
Mike
so
Schmidt
glad.
Got made fun of a lot. I guarantee you that when we give up the stuff that we love, we're going to be choked up too.
Oh, absolutely. Only the difference in radio is you just have a box sitting on a desk and no one ever hears from you again and mentions you again. It's like you didn't exist.
Wow, that's
Michael cool. won't have that. Michael will have. They'll no, be like,
so are you saying that the radio itself is the metaphor for the coffin that hasn't been put down into the ground yet? That we're all just basically walking dead on radio.
Correct. And usually it's like,
interesting.
Usually, this is what me and Sife used to always laugh about, is that when Angie Martinez left Hot 97, God bless her, I consider Angie a dear friend. I love her.
Dear.
Angie was so over, like by that I mean popular, it's a wrestling term. She was so popular and loved by management. That even though she'd already signed a deal with Power 105, she was doing what was thought of as the unthinkable. She didn't just get like security to walk her out with a box. They had a party for her. I mean, she had a live party on the air. Everyone showed up. She left like the queen that she is. Sife was literally, they shoved a box in his hands and had a security guard walk up and go, can we show to your car? So it's very rare. It takes very rarefied air to not just be ushered out of the building and treated right. like hot garbage is my point.
But, I mean, Mike Francesa was treated royally.
I think Neil Best made it happen.
What made it happen?
I said Neil Best was the one that put it over the top.
No,
covering
I mean,
it
he
like
deserved
it was an election.
But he deserved that kind of goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I believe that we will be ushered out and probably tased.
Well, yeah. I don't think, but I just think whoever's left on the air will say that they no longer work here anymore. And we move on.
That's usually what happens. It's right. Usually in radio, it is the most depressing, just anticlimactic thing ever, where you, like, you're a dedicated listener, and then you go, like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? It's like, oh, no, they're gone now.
I'm getting some information from Jonathan.
Here we go.
Who says there was a segment, there's a segment where Cuddle, Marry, Trash, they do it in the morning with Rick and Dave, that Rick trashed Kay. What do you remember that?
I do. I heard it this morning, I believe. It was his wife.
Okay.
His new friend, Brian, or not new friend, but like a person that he actually puts ahead of Pete and Such, his lifelong friends from middle school, and then Michael. And he says, I just see this Brian person more than I see Michael.
So Michael ended up in the trash.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he married his wife.
But what kind of game? I don't want to criticize the morning show. I'm a big fan. Would include the wife in Cuddle, Marry, Trash. Like a good Cuddle, Marry, Trash for Michael right now would be Rick, Peter, Don.
Right.
I wouldn't throw Jody in there.
Right.
Come on.
But by the way,
wake up.
So easily. Wake up,
John, because he's their boss.
But even one you just did is so easy for Michael. He's obviously marrying Rick. No. He's sleeping with Rick. He's cuddling with Rick. He's marrying you. He's trashing me.
I don't know that. Let him speak for himself.
It's done. There's nothing
to do.
What's the three again, Don? What's the three again?
Me, Rick, and Peter.
All right.
Cuddle, marry, trash.
I would marry Don. I would cuddle Rick. And I would tase and trash Peter.
How dare you?
Is that supposed to sound like somebody, like, what are they doing in there? Because it doesn't sound like somebody throwing something
in the
trash.
Is that their drop for garbage?
Yeah, it sounds like going to the bathroom.
You got it. Listen, yeah, this is...
Perfect. Do you remember the iPhone game?
Right in the blue water.
The paper balls in the trash can?
That was the sound?
That was the sound that it would make. At least that's what I always thought.
We should do better.
That's not
there's another sound that I hear. Somebody who travels a lot on planes, that's the sound I'm hearing.
Like Bob and Warwick?
Yeah.
That one needs a little work. But did you guys also hear the thing last week that apparently Dave was calling Rick's wife a floozy?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe this.
I was shocked.
I was going to bring it up, but I was so aghast. I didn't want to start an inter-war or an inter-show war.
Somebody had to be working from home that day because there would have to be fisticuffs. No, you'd have to punch him. Rick would have to punch him.
And for those that don't know what we're talking about, like Rick said that he and his wife made out on the first date. Dave was just shocked that that could happen.
By the way, it's so telling about Dave, isn't it?
Right.
Isn't what you're really learning there about Dave's game that he like cannot believe that people make out on first dates? Well, what is the point of first dates?
Can I join?
Is it that? Yeah, it's not that crazy.
Crazy.
Sometimes it goes a lot deeper than making out.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's like Dave's applying a 12-year-old logic. Like if you're 13, your 12-year-old's going on a date, okay. But an adult, it should be crazy that an adult would end up making out at the end of the... And he really went as far as saying these things about Cassie, and Rick didn't physically attack him?
And Rick wants to trash me. I want to know about... Who's this? Billy is his new love?
No, was it Brian?
Brian. Clown.
Oh, no. You're jealous.
No, not Rick. Brian. Brian's a clown.
Because look at the jealousy. That's sad.
But what does that make Rick? Did he put a clown ahead of you?
Yeah.
You know what? He has clown tendencies then, I have to say.
Wow.
I can speak very, very frankly about somebody I care about.
By the way, if you missed the show on Friday, then you missed this.
Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
He's
peeing on the air. That's what we're getting?
Put yes in a very difficult position.
Oh, I'm never going to play it again because of yes?
I don't know. I thought
no one reached out to me and said don't ever play it again.
So yes, we're working on it. Mm-hmm. We might have to remove the part where you insinuate what it is.
That's fine.
And are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, then we're good.
Because you missed it, Michael, that yes had to dump it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. How perfect.
They didn't dump it like this. All right.
Hey, who enjoyed Sidney Sweeney on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I didn't see it, but I saw.
You should have.
Well, get some!
I did watch the Hooters spot.
Very funny.
And then I watched her thank you.
Well, the thank you was all over Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
People said thank you to everybody.
People are really something. Was it a good episode?
Not really. I watched, I'd say, an hour and 15 minutes of it, and other than Weekend Update, I didn't laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you enjoy it?
I mean, there's parts I enjoyed, a couple of things.
Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, I can't. Let's go completely opposite of the last conversation.
Yeah, you want it?
The opposite of Sidney Sweeney.
If you want
Tom Thibodeau.
I'm going to give you two options. Sidney Sweeney's cleavage or this.
Right. Knee contusion. So he had x-rays and negative. So that's where it is. He bumped knees. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, baby. Kidding me?
They call now?
Bumping knees. That's right. How about all these injuries this season, Coach?
It's been really the story of the season. You know, we've been fighting shorthanded since December. Just keep fighting, and that's all we can do each and every day. You know, just get out there, go as hard as you can.
You know what the injuries do for him? Takes all the pressure off. All the expectations are shot.
And that is true.
What he does with this team is, wow, look at this, the little engine that could. If everybody was available, he'd be judged more harshly.
You're saying there's a silver lining.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he would like to have his full team together, but the silver lining is, in fact, nobody could be harsh with him if they get knocked out in the first round if they don't have their players back.
I'm still worried about this team, guys, but there was something I saw last night.
What'd you see? Tell me.
There was a heart that I saw a Josh Hart, but a Hart in general, that it gave me a positive feeling in a very scary moment. Because I will tell you what, when Brunson went down, I certainly thought the season was over. Thought all was lost.
Is that what you told your wife? She was sitting there watching with you. It's over, honey?
I wasn't watching with her.
Really? Where was she? You live in a very small apartment. What was she doing?
You don't know the size of my apartment.
Well, I've never been invited, but I'm just assuming it's a Manhattan apartment. It's not sprawling.
Well, I was in the living room and she was in the bedroom.
That's two separate rooms.
Yeah. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don. No, I wouldn't have figured that out.
No,
you
know what? But wait a minute. Don't make it sound like there's something wrong with me. If you lived in a studio apartment, the bedroom still is not divided by a wall. I'm assuming you physically enter another room.
That's right.
When you go to the bedroom. A lot of New York City apartments, the bedroom, you know, slash kitchen.
No.
This is New York City, after
sure.
all.
Sure.
Your beautiful wife is in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching the Knick game in another room.
What
okay.
do you just? What kind of life do you live?
I don't. These
really?
Things
it's like,
that
it's like
he talks
he lives
to,
in like a porn movie.
I know. It's so crazy. I wish life was the way Michael thinks of it. I really do.
I'm glad you said that, the way he thinks of it, because I'm sure it's not going on
in
like
his
that
life?
In his life.
No,
either.
Certainly not. But anyways, we talked about it a lot today. Let's hear the moment when Caitlin Clark set the record. Too bad it was on a free throw.
So Clark. Now with 17, is the record setter going to be on a free throw? It is another chart topper for Caitlin Clark as she passes Pete Maravich as the all-time scoring leader, men or women, in NCAA history.
That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Truck Month.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.